this is just at arm's length. You just have to do that. See, I'm all the way out here and still I can punch it just. Because it isn't a trap against your own body. It's not even a trap I would try in a fight unless I was on the ground. I mean, I don't want to say I wouldn't use it. It all depends on the exact positioning of shit and who it is and how it isn't. But if I end up already in this position, right, and this is on a punch, you know, bam, and if it's at the proper angle, you know, to where I see that, I might just fucking do it. You know?
Oh yeah.
I might just, you know,
that's
fine. You know,
fine. If you pivot that up, see that?
So, but ordinarily I'm trapping under my wings and shit, you know, because it's just natural. But these are tiny traps. They're, I don't know what they're calling. They're half traps.
They're deadly.
They're not secure ones.
What? They are fucking deadly to anybody.
They feel secure, but do that one again. I mean, what was that? So you're not trapped here though.
And you're to move that up. I would,
but to get that out, you have to do what? Right. It's not what I call a secure trap. It's an illusional trap, a temporary trap. Boom, right? Even though that seems...
You can wrench that up.
I know you could, right? But it's not trapped if you fold your wrist. You're holding yourself.
Right? Yeah.
So I don't classify it as a secure trap because I got rules there, right?
Yeah.
There's already half-assed... So
this guy doesn't know anything, man.
Traps.
Like, I can't fucking...
And we each other's already half-assed traps.
Yeah.
I don't want to call it a trap that's not secure a trap. It's maybe there's a term, a half-assed term for it, but a half a trap. But it doesn't require you to close the gap all the way, as does this kind of trap, or this, you know, where you have to get in there and jam it against your own body.